Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, December 15th, 2019. Pastor Paul Talberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for meditation is taken from the Old Testament book of Isaiah the prophet. Isaiah is a remarkable book given by a remarkable God. And our text is from Isaiah chapter 35. I want to read this to you because there's part of this text that we don't quite get. The reason is because we look at chapter 35, we don't look at chapter 34, so you don't know what the good news is that he's talking about. It's kind of like this. Let's say I go to the dentist, and I come out of the dentist, and Dr. Doolittle says, Pastor Talberg, your teeth are just absolutely wonderful. They don't have to do a thing with them. I said, thank you very much, and I'm filled with very good news, and then I go to the front desk to make the next appointment for, well, I don't know, 5-10 years from now, I don't know. My teeth are really good. They're perfect in every way. And I'm told at the desk, well, yes, you'll 4 more times coming back, and we'll be able to take care of all that needs to be taken care of. What? 4 more times? Well, I didn't, that's not what I heard good news over here. This is good news, and now I'm finding out that it's not so good news. I don't quite understand that. Good news can sometimes not be good news if you don't know what the bad news is first. If someone comes to you and says, let's say someone comes running in and says, don't worry, everybody, you'll be able to get out fine. There's no hurry at all. You should not at all be damaged at all. We look at them kind of funny. Unless you were to know, first of all, that the building's on fire and we have to smell the smoke and we don't, then, oh, yeah, then now I got to get out of here. Yeah, then that's good news. Up until then, it's just kind of confusing. That's how it is with the Christian life. When you're talking with God's people, when you're talking to anybody, you have to first of all be reminded of what the bad news is. Reminded and re-reminded. The bad news comes before this good news, but listen to the good news, how it's described. It says, the wilderness and the desert will be glad, the wasteland of Arabah will rejoice and blossom like a crocus. It will bloom lavishly. There'll be great joy in singing. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it. It will be excellent, like Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands. Make the shaky knees steady. Tell those who have a fearful heart, be strong. Do not be afraid. Look, your God will come with vengeance, with God's own retribution. He will come and save you. That's the good news. Chapter 34, right before you heard about this good news, chapter 34 has a whole bunch of bad stuff. God says, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sending judgment after judgment. I'm going to turn all this green stuff into wasteland. You're going to see all around you the effects of sin, the consequences of your rebellion. And it's going to be scary. And I don't want you to be afraid. Be strong. I'm coming. I'm coming to get you. Not to hurt you. I'm coming to take you to be with me in heaven. Every Advent time, now we have, right now we have 2 pastors out there. We have more online. And they already know what I'm going to tell you. And if you've been a lifelong Lutheran, you already know this too. Advent is a difficult time. Because you're so happy all the time, because you know Jesus is coming, and yet the hard thing is what? Getting ready. Reminding ourselves, why did Jesus have to come? The word that the scripture uses for that is repent. I look at myself, I see what I should be doing, what I'm not doing, and I compare that with what God says I should be doing and not doing, and I see that I have a bunch of bad news in my pocket. And I need that removed. Very often people think repent is just saying, I'm sorry, and then go on their way. Or, I'm sorry, shake someone's hand and then go on your way. Repentance is when you look at your heart and you're absolutely disgusted and you're angry that you sin so much against God. You can't believe how often you sin against Him. And it really makes you angry and disgusted with yourself. Repentance is not saying, oh yeah, I've done something really bad, but you know, it's not as bad as you guys. Not as bad as you guys. That's not repentance. That's what Adam and Eve did in the garden. Yeah, Lord, I disobeyed you, but it's this woman. Yeah, Lord, I disobeyed you, but it's the snake. No. Repentance is when God takes your face and He holds up His mirror of His law and He says, this is who you are. And none of us likes that. It's very uncomfortable. And that's the message. That you are a sinner, that I am a sinner, and that left to ourselves, there is no way we're going to get into heaven. If you have anything with me connected in getting into heaven, I'm going to ruin it all because I am a sinner through and through. I'm conceived in sin. I'm born in sin. I live my life in sin. And I'm surrounded by sinners. Who's going to rescue me? The Apostle Paul asked the same question. The good news is that God, for Jesus' sake, has forgiven our sins. Now, that was no small task. What happened? He had to come and keep every promise of His about the coming Savior. And He did. He was born in Bethlehem, Ephrata, born of the Virgin Mary. He grew up, learned things just like you and I learn. Then He went to Jerusalem one last time. And there in Jerusalem, He suffered and He died. And that's how our God saved us. And that's the incredible good news. That God, for Jesus' sake, has forgiven your sins. It took place on a cross right outside of Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago. Most people don't know that. So God has doubly blessed you. Not only has He given you faith, He's put you in a place where you're surrounded by people where you can remind yourself again and again of this great good news. That although I am a sinner through and through, although all I do is sin, yet God, for Jesus' sake, says, you know, I'm going to change that. I'm going to work in you, and I'm going to do my things through you. You and I understand that Advent is getting ready. Before I came in here today, I had to get ready. I put it in a microphone so the people watching online, you guys could all hear. Made sure I had my worship folder so I could follow along. Make sure I had my glasses so I could read the small print. I had my robe on so that you would not look at what I'm wearing, but you'd listen to what God is saying through me. Those are all things preparing because you are really important to God, and He wants you to know that. He wants you in heaven. And you might look at yourself and say, I don't know why you would want me in heaven. That's because you and I have no understanding, or I should say a little small understanding of God's incredible love for us. He died so that your sins are forgiven. He died so that you will know that He is with you. And let us know that that was one of His names. Remember? Emmanuel, God with us. Therefore, He says, take courage, be strong, do not be afraid, for I will come. Now that serves like a little spur inside of us if you kind of went in there and just kind of lazing around and not wanting to tell anybody anything. That spur lets you know that there is a last day. The clock is ticking. I just don't know when it's going to the alarm's going to go off. I do not know when Jesus is going to come back again, but I do know he is coming back again. And he said, guess what? I want you to be ready for me when I come back. So I'm going to write down all of my word in one place called the Bible. And I want you to read it and encourage one another with that. I want you to understand that I have forgiven you all of your sins. There's not a single thing that I missed. And I want the joy of my eternal life to be yours right now, going into heaven. So in Jesus' name, let us live that way, always being prepared for Jesus will come again, just like he promised. And we look forward to that day with great joy. Amen.